Try it here.
Everybody should mute themselves, please. We are on Daf Chumdal and Aleph, and we are left at the end. We're finally going to give the terutzim of when a woman has to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So if you go from the end of the perek, go up 7 lines from the end of the perek on Chumdal and Aleph. 7 lines before the end of the perek. And for the Gemara, the Gemara is going to give 2 final answers. And it's really not clear why the Gemara needs 2 answers and what the difference is. I'm not sure. Maybe Archcroft will help us out. The Amr Law, he says to his wife, Havishliach loy locha demotis hasam. Be my agent till you get to that place. Vichimotis hasam, shavishliach loy locha. And when you get to that location, wherever location he picks, make somebody else to continue your agency. A shliach has a right to make a shliach. So she becomes the agent of the husband to deliver the get, but not to herself. She should deliver the get to somebody else who will be appointed as the shliach. V'kibli ad yitachminei. And then you accept the get from that second shliach. So therefore, when she gives it to the first shliach, there has to be a b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. The second shliach can't say that. He can say, my shliach said it to me in front of 2 people and said, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So he can just pass it on. He can't say b'fanei nechtam, but he's the second shliach. But she can say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam as a shliach who's not giving it to herself, because that was a problem yesterday, but is giving it to somebody to give to her. Now, why in the world the husband would want to do this, I have no idea. But in that case, she's believed to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam.
But is it so simple that the shliach can appoint a shliach?
That's halacha. We're going to have that later in the Mishnah. By get. Not simple everywhere else, but by get.
So she appointed...
There'll be a discussion later on.
She appointed a shliach l'kabbalah?
No! She appointed a shliach l'halacha to give it to her.
No, she's a shliach
l'halacha. And then she's going to appoint a second shliach l'halacha. She can't appoint a shliach l'kabbalah because it depends on a chaser ha'balach mikan. That was the problem yesterday. She's appointing a second shliach l'halacha to finish the job.
But she's not finished. So what point could she tell the husband, I'm finished with your job?
Well, she gave it over to the second shliach l'halacha. At that point, she finished her job. Now she's finished. Now she's a non-active member of anything. Then the second shliach l'halacha here gives it to her. Yes?
Did we say earlier that for a shliach to be a valid shliach, they have to be a partial?
Right.
So the fact that she can't be the one to give it to herself.
And that she isn't the partial of get. She doesn't have to be the parsha of this get. An eved can accept a shtar shichur from an other master. He's not getting freed by this master, but he could be in the parsha. Doesn't have to be in this one. It has to be that they belong in the parsha of marriage and divorce.
I mean, there's a swara that we had, I think it was in Sumbis or something, that says,
he first in this case not a gay. He said appoint the second shliach l'halacha.
Oh, he said it?
That's what it says. It happens to be that he doesn't have to say it. That's a Gemara later on, it's a Mishnah
what,
later.
On
Daf Chav Tes Amud
Bey. The doctor said it, he said it in a way.
He said to her, make a second shliach l'halacha. That's what the Gemara said.
I know that, but I'm thinking it doesn't have to be that way.
Again, the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes. Let's do Rashi. Let me do the Gemara first, finish the Perek, and then I want to do Rashi, and then you'll see your question is answered. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Vibai say, Madam Allah, have a shliach le'elocha at the Matas Hassam. Be a shliach le'elocha until you get to that place. Be a Matas Hassam, and when you get to that place, Eimer kame beidina b'fana nechtam b'fana nechtam. Tell Bezin b'fana nechtam b'fana nechtam. U'mash vi beidina shliach. The difference between 2 answers is, did he tell her that you should appoint the second shliach? She has to do it in front of Bezin anyway, because she has to say b'fanei nechtam in front of a Bezin. So in the first teretz, he was telling her to appoint the second shliach, who will say the same thing as now, because the shliach was appointed in Bezen, so the shliach and Bezen heard b'fanenechtem. So then the second shliach doesn't have to say b'fanenechtem. He just has to say I was appointed in Bezen. In the second answer, he says let Bezen appoint the shliach, and then the second shliach says shliach Bezen ani. I worked for Bezen, and we don't have to hear anything from him because shliach Bezen means Bezen did it the right way. I'm not sure what the difference in the answers, because in both answers she has to say b'fanenechtem in front of a bezen, and in both answers the second shliach is going to have to allude to the fact that it was said in front of a bezen. The difference is, did she appoint him or did bezen appoint him? But the bottom line is, it's the same
did
thing.
She appoint him, mean that the Baal appointed him.
The Baal said appoint somebody.
Yeah, but same.
He didn't appoint the guy. Doesn't even know what it is.
I know. Yeah. That. That's the bottom line is, who's...
Again, you're still back, you're still hung up on your issue. The halacha is, you can give a shliach a get, and he can appoint another shliach.
And there's no problem because
your
shliach...
No, because he finished. He gave it to a second shliach, he can now go back to the first thing and say, I finished.
It's not true he finished. He has to get
wasn't given yet. That's not it yet. His job was to be a shliach. He was a shliach, pointed a second shliach, he goes back and tells the husband, I did my job, I pointed a second shliach. And again, even if not, it's a kasha, it's not a kasha. If the shliach delivers it to the wife, can he go back and say, I finished? The problem in yesterday's Gemara was that the shliach turned into the wife before he had a chance to go back. Here, when the shliach hands it to the wife, he's not the Baal Dabur, he's not involved, he did his job, he goes back and says, I did my job. The problem in yesterday's Gemara was because the shliach became the wife.
What
does he say?
According to the first interpretation, when the wife receives her get from the second agent, she must produce witnesses to verify that she had previously testified before Bezen.
Okay, I am.
What did she testify?
Before Bezen. But I don't hear the difference, because in the second case, when the guy says Shliach Bezen ani, he also has to prove that he was appointed by Bezen. No? What does he say? But in the second case,
what does it say?
When the second
case
over, no witnesses are necessary.
He says Shliach Bezen ani.
For since the second agent for delivery was in fact appointed by Beis Din, and since when giving the get, he declared himself to be the court agent, we may assume that Beis Din secured the required testimony from the wife. And so no further evidence of her compliance is needed.
Okay. And basically what he's saying is, when the Shliach appoints a Shliach, and then the second Shliach arrives, since Bezen didn't appoint him, he can't say I was a shliach of Bezen. He has to say it was a shliach of that wife. How do we know she did b'fanenechtem? So he has to bring edim that she said b'fanenechtem. But he says shliach Bezen ani, he only has to prove that he's a shliach Bezen. He doesn't have to bring raias that she said b'fanenechtem. In both cases, he has to have some form of proof.
Well, but even in yesterday's case, the problem was in Chazra. So I have a question. Even according to that, does she have to like, take it? I don't know what slunked up, but she takes it with one hand, gives it the other, she's automatically comes to Kabbalah.
No, she has to, he said, become a shliach with Kabbalah.
Okay, and the problem with that is that she never finished the what was the problem?
The answer is, the problem is, that the shliach cannot work for somebody else in this case without having the ability to go back to the first one.
She can go back, why not? Through the train.
She can't, because she became a shliach of herself. So she changed her role. She changed her role is the problem. In the case here, the shliach never changes his role. He's always a shliach. He finished the job.
What do you mean she changed his role?
She became the makabel. She changed her role.
And what's wrong with that?
Then he can't go back and say, I finished, before he assumes a new role.
Oh, but that's what I was saying. Was she even going to be more than that? She gave one hand, give it to the other, or she just She's become the Kabbalah out of nowhere.
No, the Gemara said that he told her, make a shliach, I'm sorry, he told her, become a shliach with Kabbalah and accept your own get.
Meaning, there's no transfer, that's why.
The problem is, again, you see...
Why can't you say there's no transfer?
Because that's not what the halacha says. I can't help it.
No, that's the answer I gave. There's no transfer.
Okay, the Gemara didn't say that.
Why?
Because there is a transfer. She assumes a new role.
No, but,
so now she transferred from role one to transfer to role two.
No, but the transfer meaning the actual giving of the get from home. There has to be a benachson. There's no benachson.
Yes, it is. When she transfers roles, she's handing it over figuratively from one to the other.
Oh, figuratively.
But that's good enough. The Gemara has no problem with that.
Is her speech done?
The Gemara has no problem with that.
Her
Rashi uses the word kibli miyadich. Take it from yourself.
Oh, take it from yourself. I thought that from your right hand to your left hand.
That's what it means. Kibli miyadich.
Oh, ready for this, Rebbe? If she would not have done that yet, she'd go back to her husband.
No, she can't because she didn't finish.
The halakha part she did.
No, she didn't. He made her sleep to give the get. She didn't give the get yet. Are we going back to yesterday's Gemara? Are we doing today's Gemara?
Yesterday's
Gemara, the problem was that she became she became two people. Before she had a chance to finish one, she became number two.
But whose power is she doing it for? On whose behalf is she the second Shliach?
For herself.
Say at that time.
She cannot switch. This is a new unlock. I said I don't know the source of this, but a shliach cannot change his role in the second case, the same case, without having the ability to go back and say I finished role one.
Not because it comes from the Tigray
Abolish. No, nothing to do with that.
Okay. And if it was simultaneous, that's not good enough.
It's not simultaneous. She never finished the first shliach until she assumed the new role.
She says. At noon today, I want my shlichus to end, and I will receive the get on...
Then she's taking her own get, and the husband didn't give it to her. Her shlichus ended. She's no longer an agent of the husband. Again, she has to be able to finish one and start the next.
So it can't be something.
Right, exactly.
A new messenger in the mix, then she can finish.
Exactly. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shavishli Achachrina Loilocha, Kadesh Teshlukhasa, Kazera say it's Abal. She should be able to go back and say I finished, potentially. Ulachas man kibli gidach minay, and then afterwards take it from the second Shliach. Ushliach Shasa Shliach, Aminim Bechol Aget. Shashliach Harishin Oisus Hasheni Bebezin, Zoyim Elivnei Befana Nechtem Befana Nechtem. When a Shliach makes a second Shliach, he has to say Befana Nechtem in front of three people, or two people, whatever you needed for Bezin. We had that earlier in the payment days. And now it comes a second Shliach. The difference in the two answers is who appointed the second Shliach? Did she? Did Bezin. That's all. Hadna Lacha maybe get. Hadna Lacha maybe get. Had not let him maybe get. Call get, yes.
What was the problem if the case was the husband told her, you're halacha, and when you get to Beis Din, let the new shliach be Kabbalah for you?
What is she going to Beis Din for?
She didn't find out, though.
Right, so the problem is that she's appointing a shliach to accept a shliach, forget from a shliach. And we had yesterday a halacha called the Chatzei Rabban Lachamikan that we made a gzera that a woman cannot appoint the shliach even if her husband agrees to accept a get from a shliach of her husband because people would get confused with the case of the Chatzer. That's what we learned yesterday.
We had a Gemara yesterday that said that the Habin was maybe she made a Shabbat, the Baal said when you get to medicine, make a Kabbalah.
Yes, we had that Gemara yesterday. And we said it's a Machlaikis if she can do it. And even if she can't do it, we had two reasons why she couldn't do it. Because of Bezayin the Baal, because of Chatzera Bo Lachamikan, We said according to B'zayin the Baal, there's no B'zayin the Baal, he told her to do it. But according to the other reason, it's a problem.
The other reason?
Chatei Rabbo Lachem Mikan, the guy puts
it. No, 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 what's the other reason? Why it wasn't?
B'zayin the Baal.
That's one answer. The other answer
is? Chatei Rabbo Lachem
Mikan. And when she's Mashma, we have a law that's not, there's no Zera there.
Yes.
This last case, the very last case. She comes and she's Mashma.
There's no Zera because it's all halacha. No, the Kabbalah is done by her herself. Dr. Mishnah Weitzer. Kol get shenichtav shalai l'shum isha puzzle. Any get written not for any woman is puzzle. Now the Mishnah is going to add chiddush to chiddush to chiddush, starting with the simplest chiddush. What I'm going to do is explain the way the Gemara explains it. So I'm cheating a little bit, but it's okay. Any get written without any intention of any woman, meaning, as the Gemara explains, Seifrim were practicing, and the teacher of the Seifrim class said, write a get from Reuven to Leah, and sign, each one have two signatures signed their names on the get.
Imaginary.
Practice.
Imaginary people.
Imaginary people, and they made up names. This guy walks by and says, hey, that's my name. That's my wife's name. And the reason I said signatures is to encompass her mayor. But according to her mayor, who cares who wrote it? We only look at the signatures. So the Rishonim we got, according to her mayor, they also faked signatures. They got two Adam to sign. Practice. Practice writing, practice signing. He says, I gotta get. Puzzle. Because it's not Lishma. It's not Lishem Gerishin even. It wasn't even written for an actual divorce. It was a practice run. Keita, Hayayri B'shuk. He was passing in the marketplace. The Shama calls Seifrim, and he hears the voice of scribes, Makrin, announcing, Ish Plaini, Megarish, Ish Plaini, Zimbakim Plaini. That's their practice run. Right. This man is being Megarish, this lady from this city. The young man, he says, that's me, but that's Shem Ishti. Great! I just got myself a free get. Puzzle, the garish boy. Rashi, call get, call seifrim, kaisve gittin. People who write gittin. Weiter. Hello? No, I'm in middle of shir. Oh, you didn't stop tonight? So where are you up to? Okay, I hope you guys are driving with being awake. Okay, bye-bye. I don't know why the ringer is on. My turn. Yasser Akan. A bigger chiddush. And the Gemara is going to explain Rashi. Yes, the Mikan, but Gemara Mepharish Ma Yisru the Kulu. Why is each case adding to the other case? I will explain it as I go along. Even though the Gemara will explain it, I will cheat and explain it in the Mishnah. Yes, the Mikan. Kasav Lagar says Ishtai. Man wrote to wrote a get to divorce his wife. He wrote it to divorce his wife. So it was written for a get of a woman. Uvenimlach Matzah Ben Irai. He changed his mind. And a person in the city says to him, hey, I heard you wrote a get that you didn't use. Now, this is a bigger chiddush, because it was written for an actual get. It was not meant as a practice. It was meant for a get. So you would think that's good enough. Dr. Mishnah, no. It was not written for this man. It was written for somebody else. Rashi, v'nimlach chazabay milagaris, he changed his mind. Yes, the Mikan. The bigger chiddush now is Ha'ilei Shtei Nashim Mishem Shabbos. Guy's married to two wives named Sarah. One wife named Sarah, the other wife named Sarah. Why not? Kasev Lagarish Esakdaila Ligarish Mesaktana. He wrote the get for the elder Sarah. Now he decided to get rid of the younger Sarah. He wrote it, the husband's command to write a get for him, but it was the wrong lady. It's not Lishma. So we added three madregas. First case was no Gerishin intention. Practice. Second case was a gerushin intention, but not this man. Not written by this man, written by somebody else. Command. The third case is, it was his command, but to the wrong woman. So each one added a chiddush. You need l'shem gerushin, you need l'shmai, and you need l'shma. Comes the fourth chiddush. Yeser mikan. Amun l'lav l'rksayv l'etzah ershagarish. Listen, I have two wives named Sarah. I haven't decided yet who I want to get rid of. This is not working out. I can't be married to two Sarahs. One of them has got to go. I haven't decided yet. Tomorrow I'll decide. So write in mind for whatever one I decide. This is called, according to most Rishonim, and I'm going to stick to that chart, Brera. That means, can I write a get for future clarification? Is that good enough for a get? Can I write something and have in mind that future clarification will work? This is what I'm writing it for. Whoever I decide later on is the one I meet. The halacha is, pasul garish bay. The Gemara says, because ain't Brera. We don't rely on future clarification. Machlokes Rishonim, is this only halacha by get? How about everywhere else? Or is this the regular machlokes of Brera? And Rabbi Kohn should be very happy. He always used to bring up Brera whenever he had a chance.
But why would I bring it up if
I said she should be very happy that you didn't have to wait to bring it up yourself. The Gemara brought it up by itself. I said you should be very happy. But this is about the Machlokes Rishonim. Is this a case, a Machlokes is a halacha by Gittin, even if normally you hold Yesh Brera, but by Lishma we're not playing around? Or is it the regular halacha Brera? Rashi.
The question is the sofer saying, I don't, in his mind,
he's writing it for exactly what the husband told him. Whoever the husband decides tomorrow.
But what would happen if he has both women in mind?
Can't. It has to be written for the woman.
And what for, is that better or same thing?
Well, he can't. Yeah, can he?
No, but
it doesn't mean anything. You can't make a get.
There's two levels. One level is my mind is blank because the husband didn't, what's it called?
Not blank. It's for one of his wives named Sarah. Not blank at all.
But he doesn't know which one.
He's writing it for the one who will be clarified later.
These wives don't have a father's name?
Same name.
So in a normal situation, like if this would happen, does he have to distinguish which one he's actually divorcing in the get?
So this is a good Shiloh to be talked about later. Not today. Maybe today, highly doubtful today, probably on Monday.
Well, I'm sorry, why didn't you
He asked the question, what if you decided to divorce the older Sarah? Right before you wrote the get, you told the cipher, I want to write it for the older Sarah. Now, obviously, the two women share the same name and the same father's name. So they're both Sarah Bas, Sarah is the daughter of Haran. Sarah Bas Haran. Now, the get itself does not show who's being divorced. Doesn't tell us anything. Is that good enough or not? This will be discussed later on.
He has to tell the sofer who's ready to get for
it. Which woman? 100%.
I mean, just to plug in the name. The sofer says, okay, I'm ready to get. What are the names? What's the name?
But it has to be for a specific woman.
Right.
Usually, a husband comes and says, write again for my wife, Rachel Bas Lavan, right? That's her name. So the cipher doesn't have to sit and say, does he have three wives of Rachel Bas Lavan? Why should he think that way? Here in this case, he happens to have two wives called Sarah Bas Haran.
In other words, the Lishma part comes from both the Baal and the sofer?
The cipher has to carry out the command of the husband to do it for his wife. But it has to be a specific woman. If not, it's not Lishma.
The sofer doesn't know who the woman is.
Again, he still has to write it for the specific woman.
Both the husband, the Baal, and the sofer.
The cipher writes it for whoever the husband told him to write it.
You both have to do the Shema.
Again, what does the husband do?
I don't know. He has to say. He has to say.
So he doesn't have to do Lishma. He has to say, write it Lishma.
Right, that's his part.
Exactly. The cipher is the one that does it Lishma. The husband just tells him, write it for my wife. And he gives him the names. Write it for my wife and saying that's what I want.
In other words, the Sofer doesn't have any idea that the guy has two wives with the same name. So he doesn't ask which wife because he doesn't know that he has two wives there. So that's
right,
why asking if the husband has to have Lishma when he doesn't.
Well, he has to know which, again, the Sofer has to write the command of the husband for a specific woman. If there's no specific woman, it doesn't work.
But the Baal has to tell her that there's specifically the
Gadol
rather than the
Gadol. Correct.
He has to tell
her that. He has to tell the Sefer. That's only the case when he has two wives with the exact same name.
Right. And that's not a Lishma on the part of the Baal. No Lishma there.
Again, I'm trying to figure out where we're disagreeing. The husband has to command the Sefer to write a get for him and for her. Call that what you want.
Just like you can tell the Sofer, I haven't made up my mind.
No, you can't do that. No.
He can't do that.
Yes, he can. I'm sorry, he can. He can say, I haven't decided whether I want to divorce my wife, but write a divorce for me and my wife.
That's allowed?
Why not? It's Lishma. It's Lishma. It's a specific man and a specific wife.
But he had two wives, he couldn't do that. Right?
He can't do it either because he hasn't made up which one. So it's not Lishma. I'm trying to figure out the husband has to tell the Sofer to write it for my divorce from this lady. It has to be a specific man and a specific lady.
And later on I'll make up my mind if I want to divorce.
That's Brera. No, that's not Brera. If there's only one wife, that's the husband's decision later on. Nothing to do with the Sofer. The get, the kosher get.
Yeah, if he wants for a parcel to get, I don't want to use the get anymore.
Okay, that's a sugya in the fourth parent.
Get yoshem?
No. If he decides I'm not going to use the get, can he be mevatel the get? That's a sugya in the fourth parent. Let's not jump ahead. It's a sugya in the seventh parent.
Get yoshem would be in this parent?
No, get yoshem is in the sixth parent.
But that's similar language.
No, it's not. Get yoshem is not being mevatel the get. It's just keeping it for later and meanwhile he lives with her.
The next kiddush would be if he hasn't got a bit.
We're not talking about get yashin here. We're talking about the writing of the get. Get yashin has nothing to do with the writing of the get. Get yashin is 100% kosher get.
Just that he never used it.
Yet.
No, he can't live with
her in
the middle.
Because of the Xerah Shema Yomu Kitta Kayim Lavna. There's nothing wrong with the get. The get is a perfectly fine get. We're talking the creation of the get. We're not talking about the giving of the get. We're talking about the creation of the get. Rashi. G'dayel u'ktanav lav davka. Leizesh eres ha-garish pasal ha-garish boy. The Eib, name Brera. I mean in Huvra Adavra, we don't say that it's clarified. The b'shas k'sivah ha-yaday to l'zu. V'ari nichta l'shma. We don't say that. Zog the Gemara v'ayt. Kasav l'garish es ishtoy v'nimlach. Now, the Gemara wants to know, he wrote to regarish his wife, and he changed his mind. And somebody found them and said, hello, we have the same names, can I have your get? Now, the Gemara did not understand how that's different than the first case, when the Seferim were writing it for A and B, and he wanted that get. I explained the answer when I learned the Mishnah. But to the Gemara, the first case is the same thing. The Seferim were writing a get for somebody, and then the guy didn't use it, and this guy wants to use it. The Mishnah said it's no good. Then the Mishnah went and repeated the case. Talk to Gemara about Reisha B'mai. What's the Reisha talking about? They're practicing. There's nobody that told them to write again. Amaravashi Daikanami. You can even prove it. The 20 Seferim Makran. It says the Seferim are reading out. What Makran means telling somebody else to do it. Not Kairin. Makran. But Tani Seferim Kairin, Shmamina. Rashi, Ella Reisha, the Tani Ishpoint, the Girish Point, the Vamai. E Lav Hoki, the Isapoint, the Gossip of the Gaius, the Shishna of an Imbach. Isn't it that somebody commanded it? Why are the Seferim writing the get? Lislamate, Lichtam Gittin, they're practicing. Makrin, Hakdailim, Makrin, the Talmudayim. The older ones are teaching their students, Kach Vikach, Kashiyav, Get, Lefanecha, Kasveyu. This is what happens when somebody wants you to write a get. V'skiru shem ishba alma, in ishba alma, they made up a name. Alma b'tamidah maskinan. The word makra means they're telling others to write it.
There is no makra by a real get. Is there somebody else that's carrying?
No. Dr. Kamar writes, so my yesterday became, what is the chiddush of each case more than the case before? And again, when I learned the Mishnah, I pointed out the Gemara's answers. And for the Gemara, Tanya Rebbe Rebbe Shmuel, the Braisa Rebbe Shmuel explains it. Loi zesh nichtiv shloi lishum gerushin. Not only the first case where divorce wasn't even an issue. Zakrashi, loi zesh loi nichtiv lishum gerushin. Shlim shuga elu lislame to practice puzzle. Ella avzesh nichtiv lishum gerushin puzzle. Even if it was written for somebody's divorce, it's puzzle. Even though it was written l'shem gerushin, you would think from the first case that the problem is it wasn't written for a real divorce. But if it was written for a real divorce, that's good enough. But why is actually nichtav l'shem gerushin today? The second case, it wasn't written for the husband's gerushin; it was a different man. Avzeshen nichtav l'shem gerushin today, puzzle. He had two women with the same name, and he wanted to write it for the older one, and he decided to use it for the younger one. Maybe that's kosher; it's the same husband. No, not good enough, because it has to be for the woman. But why is actually nichtav l'shem gerushin ha? Not only in the case that it wasn't written for this wife, avzeshen nichtav l'shem gerushin ha, puzzle. Even if it was written for this wife, except it wasn't clear. It was going to be clarified later. But at the end of the day, this is the one he meant.
So puzzle. It's possible that rear only applies, I mean, rear only here and other places.
I just mentioned before that there's a machlokes rishayim whether this is dependent on the halacha of regular ein brera or not.
Well, why would this be different?
Because l'shma might be, we'll see the tomorrow. Let's leave it to tomorrow.
Ready. Earlier that we talked about if you found it in the house, right? So why? It seems like maybe one of these cases we already know.
The answer is. What was done Shlai Lishma? What was done L'Shem another man? What was done L'Shem another woman? It's Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Eliezer. Rav Meir says, I don't care about the writing of the get. All I care is about the signing. So therefore, according to Rav Meir, all these Mishnahs are talking about the signing of a get. We don't care about the writing. You find it in a garbage dump, use it. It was written for a practice, use it. As long as the signatures were done, L'shem Gerushin, L'shma, V'lishma. And that's, according to Rav Meir, if you learn the Mishnahs, Rav Meir, the Mishnah is telling us that if he walked by and he heard Seifrim writing and signing a get, for practice, or signing a get for a different husband, or signing a get for a different woman, or signing a get for Brera. According to Blazer, because that means writing, then the halacha will apply to writing. So you're right. It depends on the machlokes of Meir and Blazer. What this Mishnah is talking about when it talks about writing a get. To a Meir, writing here always means signing. That's the only part that counts. That's the only part that counts. So I'm thinking about my timer. What is the reason of all these chedushim? Because if it would say he should write, give her a sefer krisis, havamina lemutahech kama, I would say, if it's not written for Gerushin, it's not a sefer krisis. The avad l'shem krisis. Avad kasev l'garishis ishta v'nimlach, the avad l'shem krisis. But case number two, when the husband really meant it, just changed his mind. Now wants to give it to another man, it is a sefer that was written for krisis. A mekasher, kasev rachman of the kasev, the man has to write it or command that it be written. I kasev rachman of the kasev, havamina l'mutahai gla'il kakasev law. That other husband wrote it. Aba Yeshla Shtei Nashim, the Iokasav law. He commanded the cipher to write it for woman number one, and then changed his mind. So there is Mikasav, and it is a sefer krisis. A Mikasher, Kasav Rachmana La Lishma. So the Torah wrote La Lishma to say no, it has to be written for the woman.
What is Lishma with a hey? That means her name?
Yes.
As opposed to Lishma with an aleph. Is there where Lishma with an aleph?
No, that's Shema. No, there's no Lishma with an aleph.
Are all these Lozu, Asu, or each one a special Kiddush?
I don't know what the difference is. Right to Abzu means each one is a special Kiddush.
Not only, no, sir. Those who Abzu means not only this, but even this, which is more of a Kiddush. And not even this is even more of a Kiddush. Each one of these
has a different halacha.
What?
Has a different halacha.
A different halacha?
A new halacha. First thing says it has to be same creases. The second one saying creases by itself is not enough. You need the kasav. The third one is saying creases and kasav is not enough. You need lishma.
So each one is. So the third one has more kedusha.
Yeah, that's what usually happens in these cases.
Then what? But the third has more kedusha.
Right. You need all three. It's adding. Not only do you need requirement one, you need requirement two, you need requirement three. That's how the Mishnayos write it. That's what he meant by Leizu Avzu.
Ma is written with a Makakei. Does that change the translation? Ma? What is Ma without a Makakei?
I can't hear it. The same for Lamali. What is the Kiddush of the last case? Kamashmon de Ebrerum. Because in the last case, theoretically it was written for the right woman and the right man and the Shem Krisis. But it wasn't clarified at that time. That depends on Brera. So the Mishnah is telling me Ein Brera. Rashi. So Rashi, Loi Zesh Loi Nifta L'Shem Gersh, El Av Zesh Nifta L'Shem Gersh and Gemurim. But Nimlach and the husband changed his mind puzzle. But Loi Zeh Bovach and Nifta Shloi L'Shem Gersh and Shadam Zeh puzzle. El Av Zeh, the Hoi Loi Shtei Nashim Shnifta L'Shem Gersh and the Hai Gavra puzzle. Even written to the man who had two wives, it's possible, however, Nichtav Shloi L'Shem Gerish Shuzu was for the wrong wife. The same for Mike Kamash Malon, Hashmin inquired Gerish and the David Dabi, and we already said all three requirements. L'Shem Gerish and L'Shmai V'L'Shma. So what's the safer? The Ein Brera. L'Tema, you shouldn't say Humver the Mishaf Ksiv and Nami Dai Taha. It's clarified that he meant her, but he Gerish and the David Dida.
Ein Brera means
you
don't hold by Brera?
Ein Brera means you're not allowed to, it doesn't work. You can't leave something for future clarification. It has to be done now. Any requirement has to be met now, cannot be left alone for future clarification.
A classic Brera
is a Machlekes Tanoim. Machlekes Amaron, Machlekes Tanoim, it's Machlekes all over. Coming up! Coming up next week, Brera. Finally met you. Since Sukkot, we haven't had Brera. Baruch Hashem, now we have Brera. It's been a long time since we had Brera. I think in Sukkah was the last time we really had a whole Sukkah, Sukkah Brera. 12
years ago?
What?
12 years ago?
Sukkah? But 19 years ago, maybe 20 years ago. It was the second Masechta we learned, after Magen.
We switched to Kassav
and looked at Asukkah. Everybody has to be between the two. Why do you have to, like, if there's...
True. For a while, everything was Brera. Now you're right, we're up to God. But it's all Sukkah.
Somebody and
Sukkah
and
you don't have to apologize. It was Tyra. It's fine, there's nothing you have to apologize for. Yes, that is sharp line. Yes,
the sharp line, but just like a ticket.
Baruch Hashem,
you can give it.
Anyway, you can give it, you can take it, Baruch Hashem. Thank you, my advice.
I'm not going
to tell you a picture for you. Thank you, my advice. Custom Ligarish is Akdaila, Ligarish by Sektana. Okay. Now, we got a problem here. We got a problem because of how local in contracts of money. Let's leave debt alone for a second. There's two halachas. One says that if you have a shtar, it says Yitzchak ben Moshe owes Avram ben, I don't know what his father's name is. What? Yeah, I know. Hakayan, money. And there's an other Yitzchak ben Moshe in town. And Avram pulls out the shtar. By the way, shtars did not have last names. Last names did not exist. So he walks over to me and he says, you owe me money, I have a shtar. I said, it's the other Yitzchak ben Moshe. Not me. What do you know it's me? There's another Yitzchak ben Moshe. He goes to the other Yitzchak ben Moshe And the guy says, it's not me, it's the other Yitzchak HaMoshe. There's nothing he can do. Nothing. Every one of the two can tell the guy, it's not me. It's not me. I don't owe you anything. The star says him. And the other guy says, the star says him. That's how Loka and Dine Mamanus. The star has to say who owes the money. It doesn't. Again, Edith Sima. Doesn't say who. Yet, it doesn't make a difference. It's 20 years later. We're pulling out a star. It says Yitzchak ben Moshe owes money. The two Yitzchak ben Moshe, you can't collect with them. That's halacha number one. The next halacha is the Machloikas Tanoim. Yitzchak ben Moshe goes to Avraham ben Yoinah Kayin and says, you owe me money. Star. Can Avraham ben Yoinah Kayin say...
From Avraham ben Yoinah Kayin say,
I don't owe you the money. I owe the other Yitzchak ben Moshe the money. And what happened is, so the guy says, but I have the star. Said, yeah, he dropped it. You found it. And you're using it. Or, can we say, listen, I have the star. I say you owe me money. I have proof that I have the star. We don't say that maybe you owe the other Yitzchak ben Moshe who now lives in China.
Moshe?
That's the shayla. Chayshina l'nefila or like chayshina l'nefila. This is a machloikis elsewhere. This is a machloikis in Baba Basra, which we had, but we don't remember. I don't remember. And that is a machloikis in Masechtas Baba Basra. Can somebody whose name is Yitzchak ben Moshe, and there's another Yitzchak ben Moshe who was around in town at the time and alone, and the star does not identify which Yitzchak ben Moshe it is, and Yitzchak ben Moshe has the star. And he has the star. Let me just say the case, then we'll ask questions. Yitzchak ben Moshe has the star. He said, you owe me money, I have the star. Avraham Feivel says, the other Yitzchak ben Moshe dropped it, and you found it. I never borrowed money from you. That's the machloikis in the Gemara, whether we accept that star or not. That's the facts. Two cases. In one case, the star is no proof. When Avraham Feivel pulls out a star against Yitzchak ben Moshe, each Yitzchak ben Moshe can claim it wasn't me, it was the other guy. And there's nothing to prove otherwise. And the fact that he has the star doesn't prove who borrows the money. There are two Yitzchak ben Moshes. Go to the other one. I don't know. I didn't look it up. If it is, it would be a shvur drabonon if it works or not. I don't know. And the second case is when a Yitzchak ben Moshe is collecting from Avraham Feivel. Now there, it's a much different case. He has a star to prove that it was from him that was borrowed. Avraham Feivel was claiming the other guy dropped it. It wasn't your star. Do we accept that taina or not? It's a machlokes. Let's move to get.
Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry. Why does it have to be a second person with the same name? In other words, he can say it wasn't me. You didn't borrow from me. I didn't borrow from you. I can say any stranger.
You mean Adam signed the Yitzchak ben Moshe borrow?
Somewhere in the world.
Where it says. Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, this,
well, every time it says the same place.
I don't know how far a star
is. Star says the location of the date.
Okay. Today we ought to put a last name on, right?
Today we have last name. There's no last names now. Again, okay. We're talking at a time there were no last
names.
Now, we could avoid this, by the way.
This had its address.
There's no address.
So what does it say? Just in Cleveland?
Yes.
Okay, there could be 10.
There could be, there could be not be.
Could it be...
Now, what usually
was... 20-year-old gets somebody moved in between.
But you, again, it's dated in the city.
So now they have to know who was living in the city at that time.
Well, they don't have to know. The guy is claiming, Yitzchak ben Moshe, there's another one there. He can't make up that there's another one.
Has to have
been there.
Or you can say the guy was passing through town. It wasn't me.
Again, he has to prove that there's another Yitzchak ben Moshe.
The one who owes the money.
Well, again, he doesn't want to pay it, right?
He doesn't want to pay it.
He's claiming there was another Yitzchak ben Moshe. He has to prove it.
He has to prove it. Okay.
Now, there's a way to avoid this. And the real way to write Staros would avoid it. It would say Yitzchak ben Moshe ben or whatever. It would say a third generation. There would be an identification of the star that precludes the other Yitzchak ben Moshe. Because when they write the star, they're aware there are two Yitzchak ben Moshes in the city. So therefore, if you want to lend a guy money, and there's another guy in the city with the same name, you're going to make sure that this star says enough information to make sure that it doesn't happen. That's what should happen. We're talking about it didn't happen. We're talking about fait accompli. This is what happened. And we're saying that if the loiva has the same name as somebody else, it cannot be collected with. And if the malva has the same name as somebody else, it's a machloikas. Can the loiva claim, I don't owe you the money, I owe the other guy the money, and he dropped it, and therefore you have no right to collect from me? So this is an interesting point that you're making. Do you have to have a star to prove the sale of the star that gets involved in Mechira stars? You're right. You're bringing up a valid point, but it gets involved in another sugya of whether when you sell a star, do you have to write a star on the star?
The Lova can prove that that year there's a Mavosha in the city. That's all that matters. I think Moisha is not good. A passerby came by.
He would have to prove that there's another person there. We, in the regular case, is talking about there were two Yitzchak Ben Moishes there then, and there are two Yitzchak Ben Moishes there now.
No, he was trying to.
Again, I'm just saying the regular case of the Gemara.
He's trying to say.
No, you have to prove it. What we don't know about, we don't worry about.
What do you mean?
He has to prove that there's another Yitzchak Ben Moishes.
But until I prove it, who's. So, I mean, you have to go now and see all the people that came in that city in that year.
If you want to, again, you live in Cleveland and it says you borrowed the money.
Right.
So what are you saying now? There was another person there?
Yeah, I borrowed money from a passerby, and the reason I did this is because I don't think you can collect these out of town.
Again, all these kind of things have to have a basis. You can't just make wild claims.
And the fila, the fila is not a wild claim?
That's the shaila. Is the fila a wild claim or not?
And saying someone was here, is also a wild claim?
It doesn't seem to be. Again, there's a sugya about it, but I don't want to answer clearly because I'm not holding in the sugya. But it doesn't seem
that
that's a
thing.
Who?
On the hot dog burger, which I believe.
Yes, hello? Yes.
You can use anything you want for identification. You can write down the guy's wife's name or something, or his children. Is that okay?
Again, I can only tell you what the Gemara says is identification. The third generation, or Kayan Levi Yisrael, something like that. That's the Gemara's means of identification.
Is that an example, or is that...
I'm not holding in the sugya. My guess is an example. But you want to use things that are not transitory, right? That are definitely, like the third generation, that is his grandfather. It's not going to change. His wife might change. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to get involved in the Shnei Shviri. That's the Gemara, right? That was the Gemara there. I mean, Chayshish, there's another person in a different city, the same name. Again, I'm not holding in the sugya. I'm just using this because we're going to bring it into this Gemara. And we're going to bring it in Emet Shem on Monday morning, and everybody should have a wonderful Shabbat.